It's Friday, December 9th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. Should parents spank their children? That's the question today. Friday's at the Daily. We take one of your questions. And today's question is, should parents spank their children? Well, this smells like sweet and sour sauce right here. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to first of all confess and acknowledge that I've been a daddy for just under 2 years, okay? All right, if you would have talked to me before I became a daddy, I would have had a really good, polished answer. John Wilmot, the second Earl of Rochester, said, "Before I was married, I had 6 theories and no children. Now I have 6 children and no theories." There's a lot I've learned since I've been a daddy. And perhaps the biggest thing I've learned is that I've seriously got a lot to learn. So, answering this question, please know that I don't view myself as Mr. Super Duper Dad, who has all the answers. Far from it. But here's what I do know. God really does have all the answers. And I'm going to humble myself before Him and not be so arrogant to presume that I know better than He does. So in doing that, I've got to ask, what does God think about spanking? Well, the nature of the problem is that children are not born morally and ethically neutral. The Bible makes that clear. The Bible teaches that the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Jeremiah 17:9. So the child's problem fundamentally is that the child is a sinner. As Ted Tripp says, there are things within the heart of the sweetest little baby that, allowed to blossom and grow to fruition, will bring about eventual destruction. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 15 says, "Folly is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline will drive it far from him." It's a question of authority, all right? Will the child live under the authority of God and therefore the authority of his parents, or under his own authority, driven by his foolish wants, his foolish desires, and his foolish passions? See, the 4-year-old throwing a temper tantrum left to himself becomes the 15-year-old sneaking out of the house to go to a keg party. Foolishness is bound up within a child's heart. The little child who looks at his mommy or daddy and says, "No," well, that young person has just declared war. You can't sit back and allow that rebellion to take root. It will lead to destruction. Spanking, done the correct way, drives foolishness from the heart of a child. A young child who is refusing to be under authority is in grave danger, and we want to protect them from that danger. Proverbs 23, verse 14 says, "Punish a child with a rod, and save his soul from death." Children's souls are in danger of death. We're talking about spiritual death here. The parent's task is to rescue our children from death. God has ordained that faithful and timely use of the rod, or spanking, is the means of rescue. Or the function of the rod, Proverbs 29:15 says, "The rod of correction imparts wisdom." All right, the rod of correction brings wisdom to our children. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11 says, "No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. But later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it." We've got a long-term mindset in view. All right, for clarity, we do need to see that spanking is not, first of all, the right to uncontrolled temper. It's not. It's not the right to hit our children whenever we wish. It's not a venting of frustration. It's not retribution. What I mean by that is that the child is not paying for his sins. All right? This teaches our children what is not true about the cross. I mean, we can never pay for our sins. That's why Jesus had to come and die. Spanking is not associated with vindictive anger. In other words, you spank your child and then you have a time of distance in your relationship rather than closeness where you just stay mad at each other for a while. That is not appropriate. That does not. None of these things actually reflect the character of God. Spanking done at an appropriate age, young children, in an appropriate way enables us to deal with issues of the heart. Remember, the heart directs behavior. So our goal is not simply modifying behavior, but reaching the heart from which flow the springs of life. So what we're doing with spanking is pouring fertilizer on the heart so that the heart can be prepared to hear the gospel, know the gospel, embrace the gospel, and love the gospel. The heart is the battleground. The spanking comes only because it is God's method of driving foolishness far from your child's heart. We've got to remember that there's more at stake than your four-year-old pushing another child down in a mean way. Where will your child be in 30 years from now if no one ever challenges his determination to do whatever he wants to do whenever he wants to do it? What kind of husband will he be if he refuses to submit to God's rule? What kind of employee will he be if he never learns to submit to authority? Where will your grandchildren be 50 years from now if the foolishness bound up in your child's heart is never driven away? How will your child ever see his need for Christ's forgiveness and grace if he never faces the native rebellion of his nature and his inability to obey God from the heart? Now, I realize there are so many issues and questions that come up when you deal with such a touchy and important topic in a broad way like I did. All right. Do I think and believe that the Bible teaches that parents should spank their children? Yes. But there are so many other issues that come along with this. So what I'm going to do is continue with this topic next Friday and look at genuine concerns and objections that come along with spanking. Like, I'm afraid I'll hurt him, or it's going to teach him to hit, or I was abused as a child and I will never do something like that to my kids. See, those are legitimate concerns that we will deal with next Friday. But the biggest issue, the overarching issue, is submitting to the authority of God in our parenting. Are we or are we not going to bow the knee to Jesus when it comes to parenting? Now, as we do this, as we bow the knee to Jesus, we will make much of Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again next week on the First Baptist Daily.